Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
He's a real person.
Oh.
I don't know. I took a picture with them, though. They were like, you got to take a picture. I was like, sure. Why not?
So now you know two cookies.
I know two cookies.
Yeah. The one in the morning and the one from U of D. All right.
One is less smarmy.
You're probably right about that. Okay. Here's the deal. We got less than an hour till trade deadline expires. Scott Harris is talking at 7 o'clock. The news of the day is Chafin was traded. The Tigers lose. Carson Kelly was dealt, what, yesterday or 2 days ago? And that's all. That's it. It's a seller's market. Teams are giving up boatloads for some of these players to try to win a World Series this year. So we're wondering what the hell's going on with Jack Flaherty. A rental. I bet Rico $20. Flaherty's going to get moved. Rico says no. So we're thinking, like, does this mean the Tigers are all in for next year? This is the so-called core that Scott Harris has talked about. They spend and trade to win this year or next year. And we might find out at 7 o'clock. But I do have some breaking news that Rico might not like. According to our good buddy John Morosi, who joined the show yesterday, Roman Anthony, a top Red Sox prospect, scratched from the lineup today at AA Portland. And then Ben Verlander, Justin's brother, who's been all over the trade deadline stuff. By the way, Ben Verlander said the Tigers could have got more than Toronto gave up for Kikuchi or got for Kikuchi for Jack Flaherty, obviously. But they decided to keep Jack Flaherty. So Ben Verlander says Jack Flaherty, question mark. So apparently Roman Anthony is a guy that maybe could come to Detroit from the Red Sox in a Flaherty deal, which, by the way, would be interesting because the Red Sox are trying to make the postseason as a wild card team. And then you look at the fact that the Orioles and the Yankees in the same division, they're going to the playoffs as well. So they're just trying to keep pace.
Hold on, guys. I got something for you here because I'm wondering if this was a mistake, then maybe this trade may happen. So Bob Nightingale. Nope, Bob Nightingale tweets out, 1 hour remains until the trade deadline with two of the game's biggest starters still on the market. Garrett Crochet of the Chicago White Sox and Jack Flaherty of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Whoa!
The Dodgers continue to be engaged.
Whoa, whoa, he's already called Flaherty a Dodger.
So is this happening?
Maybe it's happening. Uh-oh. Maybe the big unveil's coming out. Uh-oh, Rico, how you feeling? How you feeling, Rico?
Well, Rieger, it's you. You always lose, so I'm still feeling good.
People, I'm looking at the comments. Somebody says Freudian slip. Flaherty plays for the Dodgers. Wrong. Jack Flaherty of the Dodgers. Oh, wow. This is exciting. Deal or no deal, does Jack Flaherty get dealt? 248-539-9797. The ticket text the exact same number. And again, this Red Sox prospect in Double A, very good pitcher, Roman Anthony, scratched, supposed to pitch today. So maybe he comes back in a Flaherty deal. Let's go to Derek. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, Rieger.
Hey,
how
Derek.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
I want you to ask Scott, Scott Harris, there's not going to be a trade. Rico's 100% right. There's not going to be a trade.
How do you know?
I can feel it. This guy is just a PR guy. He's a public relations guy. Look at what he did with Frisco. Basically nothing, okay? This is all just smoke and mirrors. But what I want you to do is when you're in at that interview, I want you to ask Scott, okay, let's hypothetically say he doesn't make the trade. Okay, well, how do you see what's going on? And don't tell us about you got to let the young hitters get at bats. Like, what's going to happen starting in April next year? Tell us, Scott. Well, how do you see it?
Well, Derek, I mean, that's why I think if he doesn't trade a guy like Flaherty, you hope that means good news for the organization. You hope that means they're going for it in the offseason, right? You got a great pitching rotation. So, yes, I will ask the question.
Well, the next question, too, is if, you know, I don't want to be overly rude or anything, but I'm sure you're going to say to him, too, does that mean we're going to look at seeing something come December when the sprint of the winter meetings are? Because you've done nothing. And
your mouth to God ears.
Yeah. Well, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, is this because, like, you guys, I've listened to you guys for quite a while in the last 7 or 8 weeks, and you guys have hammered away for all of us, and we appreciate it, but we're getting really kind of more and more frustrated with him, as it's like, what was it, $53 million under the cap or something? Like,
well, there's no cap, but I hear you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying, eh? It's just like, come on, dude, show us what you got, because as far as I'm concerned, Al's not any worse than this guy. This guy's had 2 full years now, almost. Like, do something. You know? I don't know.
Thank you, Derek. By the way,
you can feel the frustration with Derek, and I think a lot of people, where you're sick of spinning your wheels. You want to see something. You want to see this team get better. And, yeah, you're willing to write off the rest of this year if you at least know you're making steps to becoming – you know, a playoff team, a World Series contender, instead of every year, it's just a fun time down at the ballpark. Mike hates it when I say that, but that's really what the Tigers have become, Rieger. On a nice night, you just head down to the ballpark and have fun. That's it. Win or lose, just go have some fun with your buddies.
Rico, I don't want to believe that. I've heard you say it many times, but you're right. Absolutely right. Unless this is all building to something. There's two quick things. Roman Anthony is an outfielder, not a pitcher. So I screwed that up. I'm sorry. But he's Boston's second-rated prospect. He got scratched today. So unless he's vomiting from some bad sushi or something, you know what? He's getting traded.
Well, I don't know. No. John Heyman tweets out, Roman Anthony scratch has no relationship to a trade. He's basically untouchable.
Bad sushi then, right?
Well, all right.
This is
like Rieger in the 5-foot putt.
This is so infuriating. Every little glimpse of hope that you see on social media that you could connect to Jack Flaherty getting dealt, it all gets squashed seconds later.
Maybe he'll be a Dodger. Maybe they're working with the Dodgers. Maybe
how about this ticket text?
Nightingale knew something.
I want to read you this ticket text, if I can. Because I am actually sticking up for Scott Harris. Jeff, why are you smashing Harris like the deadline is done? You're a disingenuous D-bag. I don't think I am smashing Harris. I'm holding out hope that if you keep Flaherty, it's for the reason of you're looking to go to war next year and try to win.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we've been fair. It's if nothing happens, if Chafin was your last deal, then Scott, you need to tell the members of the media and the Tigers fans, what are you doing? What is the next big play? And when do you officially start bringing in players that can get this thing going? Because I don't think we can go through another year of just waiting on the young guys. That's getting old.
248-539-9797. 49 minutes to go. Thank God, by the way. I mean, we've been talking about the deadline for 5 months, I feel. 49 minutes, now 48 minutes to go. Will Jack Flaherty get dealt? Will any other Tiger get dealt? Harris speaks at 7. What do you want to hear from Scott Harris? And more than anything, what are you feeling right now as a Tiger fan? Are you, like the last caller, just sick of it? You don't give a damn? Are you on pins and needles waiting to see what happens and what the haul in return would be? Or are you happy that maybe you keep a Flaherty? Here's the other thing, by the way. It's even more agonizing when you see what other teams are getting for their good players, knowing that if Scott Harris was more active, you'd get a similar return. 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
All right, we got 43 minutes left. Is Jack Flaherty going to be dealt? I think it's pretty obvious that Tarek Skubal is not going to be dealt. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Here's the deal, Rico. Just to recap, we'll go to the phones, we'll listen to the ticket text as well. But Baltimore got their guy. He is nowhere near as good as Tarek Skubal. Trevor Rogers, 2 years of control, very similar to Skubal, almost won Rookie of the Year, is a lefty, has a 4.5 ERA. They gave up Connor Norby and Kyle Stowers. Stowers is an outfielder that could play for the Tigers tomorrow. Norby, probably could play for the Tigers tomorrow as well. So for Trevor Rogers, not great pitcher. Baltimore gave up that. You wonder what they would have given up for Tarek Skubal. But that's not even the biggest one. The biggest one was, did you see what Toronto got from the Astros for Kikuchi last night? Yeah. That is a rental. That's a lefty. Very similar, with the exception of lefty-righty, to a guy like Jack Flaherty. And Houston is getting made fun of all over baseball because they're getting panned. Yeah, they gave up their second and third prospect, including their 27th prospect, I believe. The bottom line is, unless the plan is to keep Skubal, Flaherty, Olsen, and you win next year because the clock is now ticking, Scott Harris is an awful president of baseball operations. In this seller's market, you can't move two of, or at least one of, the best pitchers out there that could get traded now 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and that's where I think that Scott Harris is going to get judged, because it means that what happened last year, you had a deal with the Dodgers, but it did not get consummated. You went into the offseason, you didn't really have any fireworks with this team, and now you're going to have this next trade deadline, which is going to end in about 40 minutes, and so far it's not looking great. So it leads you to wonder, what is your plan? What are you trying to do? Because you've now had three major events and really have come away with nothing.
You traded Andrew Chafin today. You got a reliever in A-ball. You got a double or triple A starter that has, or reliever rather. So maybe he'll get called up to the big club. I just have a question. Then we can go back to the phones. We can do whatever. But does this piss you off? Like, I know there's 40 minutes left. I get it. Does this infuriate you? Because the more the time ticks off, not just because I'm going to owe you $20, because I bet you Skubal or Flaherty's going to get dealt, this piss you off? Like, as a Tiger fan, does this piss you off? Or is it simply like Rico has said the entire time? All you care about is the carousel, the Ferris wheel, and the giant daiquiris. Is that it? Because maybe you're dead on, dude, because I am, by the moment, getting more infuriated.
It's what it feels like, Jeff. Like, once again, I hope that I'm wrong. I would love to pay you the $20 and see that, you know what, they got a nice haul in, and you got what Toronto got, or even more from another team to help you jumpstart this core, jumpstart this team. And yeah, then you can start getting excited, because then when guys like Riley Green and those guys get back to playing, you know, maybe you got something here.
This is utterly unacceptable. I've gone from start of the show, give them time, 2 hours, to, yeah, I think it's going to happen, to, if it doesn't happen and he doesn't say today that they're going to go all in for next year and they're going to extend Jack Flaherty and they're going to ride this this starting rotation they have, like, what the F are we doing? Does this simply mean that Scott Harris stinks at his job? He's incapable of trading one of the better pitchers on the trade market when the return is going to be crazy insane for the second straight year? Like, if the plan is still the Nagonigals and the Clark and build the core and they're not close to winning and you don't trade Jack Flaherty, this guy is not good at this job. I mean, it's that simple. The only out he will have if he doesn't trade Flaherty is saying later today at 7 o'clock, and I'll bring you the audio. Mark Ryan will be on. I'll get him the audio. You can hear it. The only out he has is simply saying, we love what we have. We extended Flaherty. Let's go win the damn division. That's it. That is the only out the man has. If he doesn't say that, this guy's not good at his job. I don't know what else you need to see. I don't care that he brought Jack Flaherty here to begin with. I don't care that he traded Carson Kelly. He's not good at his job if he can't trade one of the best prospects or trade chips out there in Jack Flaherty. It's that simple.
Another is expiring deal that if you really want him, you can bring him back next year. It'll be a win-win. We'll give you a chance to go and win a World Series ring with someone else. And then we'll bring you back here because we like you. You do well here in Detroit, and we'll sign you up for, you know, a 2-3 year deal. That's what you're hoping for.
It's got to be. It's got to be. Other than that, you got to believe if you are a president of baseball ops, the easiest thing in the world would get a bidding war for Jack Flaherty. When you see the returns teams are getting, this team wants him, this team wants him, this team wants him, but you're going to hold on to him? Now, if he is holding on to him and at the last second he takes the best possible offer and at 6:01 it comes out that at 6 o'clock he was traded, then great job. But right now, it ain't looking great. Let's go to Bill. You're on the ticket. What's up, Bill?
My biggest complaint about all this is it seems like there's needs the Tigers have, and the few trades they did make, they didn't address any of them.
No, I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, you traded two guys. You can make the case, couldn't you, Bill, that Mark Canha could have been traded. Gio Urshela could have been traded. Jason Foley could have been traded. I mean, I'm just naming off a couple different guys that the Tigers have no use for. Andy Ibañez kills lefties and is a 31-year-old utility guy. Could have been traded. So why not trade everybody unless, Bill, unless they're doing it all over again next year? Now, not with Canha or Urshela, but you know what I mean? Like, unless that's the plan.
I would have loved to see a position player or somebody with a good batting average or some home runs and nothing.
Thank you, Bill.
That's a frustrating thing. That's the frustrating. As of right now, you're 35 minutes away, Rieger.
Okay, so do you think it's simply his price tag is way too high in a seller's market that's getting ridiculously high returns, or he doesn't want to trade him? Which one is it? Like, do you think he wants to trade him, but nobody's met his needs? Or do you think he simply doesn't want to trade him?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that, yes, high standards, okay. But unless you give me this ridiculous, you know, haul of players back, then I can kind of half-heartedly say, well, I tried, people. He can come out at 7 o'clock and say, hey, I put myself out there, but you know what? I went to the bar, but I didn't see Margot Robbie, so I just left and went home.
Okay, so I get this ticket text, and it talks about you as well. It said, you guys are clowns. Unless they don't sign Scooble and Jack, what's the meltdown for? You guys are acting like anything would be better than nothing, LOL, stop it. Well, at this point, both are members of the Tigers. One has a contract expiring in a couple years. The other has a contract expiring at the end of this year. And the remainder of this year doesn't mean anything because the team stinks. So, okay, I agree with you. If they announce they extend Flaherty, then cool. Sweet. I'm good. But as of right now, and what happened last year, and what's happened pretty much our whole life, even though I don't like to bring the past into it, I am bracing myself for the worst. Sorry.
That's what it feels like. And now, because, okay, I can't explain this even better than this. The timeline is off. Scott Harris has come out and said that, hey, we'll spend when the core is ready. Your core's not ready, but you have great pitching. So therefore, by the time your core is ready, these pitchers are not going to be here. So if that's the case, you might as well get something from them now. Now, Scooble, he's got multiple years left, so you can wait on that. But Flaherty won't be here when your core is ready. Even if your core is ready next year or 2 years from now, his deal is up at the end of the year. So that's why you got to get something for him now. So that's why we're saying you just can't idly sit by and let a guy with this type of a deal just go by and then tell us, well, you know what? It's not over. We can sign him in the offseason because that's what we heard about Erod last year. How'd that work out, Jeff?
People want to talk. It worked out awful. 248-539-9797. Get to all the calls. Get to all the text. And Rico, there's 33 minutes left. Does Jack Flaherty get moved? The drama, or maybe it's just annoying. Either one. 97 won the ticket. 27 minutes. Now 26 minutes. Deadline's at 6 o'clock. Jack Flaherty's still part of the Tigers. Nobody knows what the plan is. How you feeling? 248-539-9797. I still choose to believe that Scott is waiting and waiting and waiting. And at 6:01, we find out because we're off the air and God forbid we're allowed to react that they traded Jack Flaherty. Rico, I got a quick tweet for you I want to read. We'll get to some calls. But a listener sent this to us. I'm going to read this. This is from Jason Stark from ESPN. He says the following. Let's update. The Marlins were playing postseason games 9 months ago. They're now doing what most sell, more selling than the White Sox. In the last 5 days, they've traded Jazz Chisholm, Brian De La Cruz, Tanner Scott, Trevor Rogers, AJ Puck, Josh Bell, Brian Hoeing, JT Chargos, and they're still open for business. Okay, so that's a team with a direction. Playoffs last year, this year, we're selling. We are going to make our rebuild as short as possible. Let's stock up on prospects. That's what you do. That's what you freaking do. So what's the direction of the Tigers? What the hell's going on? And why didn't the Tigers sell as many pieces as the Marlins sold? Now, I get it, man. We don't really have a Jazz Chisholm to sell. But still, what the hell's going on, Rico? Make it make sense.
Rigor, I can't. That's why it's going to – Scott Harris can. And he's going to be talking to you and the rest of the media at 7 o'clock. He's the only one that this makes sense to. He's the only one that knows what the plan is. He is the only one that knows what this Tigers future is going to hold because, you know, maybe the Tigers fans have just grown impatient because we want to move. I don't think this is just a move to make a move. I look at this as a move to make this team better in the next couple of seasons. That's how I see this. So, yeah, you know, as we're ticking down and we're, what, 23 minutes away, still nothing. Only Scott Harris can answer this question.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. I just on social media pressed latest for Jack Flaherty. The latest I saw on Jack Flaherty. I think Jack Flaherty to the Mets breaks just after 6. No other reason they are this quiet. They are waiting for the Tigers to fold. So there is a belief around baseball that Scott Harris asking prices may be way too high in a crazy, insane seller's market, and he is waiting for the best offer. I choose to believe that, too. It makes me feel better. Let's go to Kevin on a sell. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, guys. I've just becoming more frustrated with Scott Harris. I mean, I don't care even if he does have a specific trade that he has right now. You don't wait this long. This is exactly what happened last year.
You're right. And they got fooled.
And got boned. And you're doing the same thing again. And I don't care. Even if you want to re-sign Jack Flaherty, you can still trade him and sign him next year. He's a free agent. He turned his career around in Detroit. I think he would want to come back. It would make sense. So trade him, get a bunch of prospects for him, and then sign him in the offseason. I don't see why that's not a possibility.
Well, Kevin, that's the best possibility. You get the best of both worlds. You get to take advantage of this insane seller's market, and maybe you're able to have a reunion with them in the offseason.
It makes zero sense not to trade him. Absolutely zero. And I don't care. I just don't care about any other excuses. You have to trade Jack Flaherty. There is no reason not to trade him. You have the highest.
I agree. Well,
God,
Kevin, here's the other thing. Let's say that Scott Harris's plan is I want Flaherty, I want Skubal, I want Olsen, I get a little taste of Job next year. Let's say that's his plan, okay? Flaherty is a guy that's been banged up, had the injections for his back, is good every other year. Let's say they want to extend him. Cool. Like you mentioned, you can extend him in the offseason. Let's say that Jack Flaherty goes elsewhere, you trade him, he falls in love with, let's just say, the Mets. He loves the New York nightlife, right? So you can't extend him. Then you go get somebody else because this team has been unbelievable in bringing in pitches. Kevin, it's not like Jack Flaherty is the linchpin to you getting good next year or not. It's not like, you know, we don't have Jack Flaherty, so you can't expect us to compete next year. It's Jack effing Flaherty. It's no big deal.
Jeff, this is your job. You have to take risks. You have to try. If you don't try, then what the hell are we doing? Like, he's done nothing for 2 years now.
Kev, and Rico, and I appreciate the call, man. Like, my dream scenario when I woke up this morning, because I know you asked, the dreams I was having overnight, don't look at me that way, David. But my dream scenario was, hey, trade Jack to New York, the Yankees, who are a half game behind the Orioles, and then call up the Orioles and said, hey, you see what I just did? I just made your rival stronger, bastards. Now, do you want to fight back? Because it just so happens I got a guy that's going to win the effing Cy Young. Like, that's what a good GM does.
It does.
Pobo.
Yeah, you learn how to play everybody off of everybody. And no, it's not just something that you see in movies. It's why there are certain guys who could just get the deal done. And you're like, well, how does this team always just keep getting better and better? The rich always get richer because they know how to go out there. They know how to play team off of other team and get the maximum for their players. We're not seeing this right now. And it's frustrating. Want them to hold pat and just say, you know what, keep everybody, keep the band together, and hope we get another hot streak in September.
Even though you're keeping the band together, like if that's the plan, it's not like Jack Flaherty is the linchpin of that situation. There's other pitchers out there. Have you looked at the free agent pitching market in the offseason? It's pretty nice. There's good pitchers out there. And in two straight years, you give Scott Harris credit. He did a really nice job with Lorenzen. And he did a really nice job with Skubal. So why couldn't you go do it again? And I'm sorry, not Skubal, but Flaherty. So 248-539-9797. David, you've been following social media. Kenny, is there anything? Is there at least a sniff?
No, there's nothing. there is a beat writer for the Marlins that says more trades are coming.
Oh.
This is wild.
The Marlins are trading more.
But I think
the
Marlins are making more moves, not the Tigers. Yes.
Rico, what are you going to do with that $20? Can I Venmo you? Do you Cash App? What do you do? PayPal?
I'll just wait till I'll get it from you tomorrow. I'll give you an opportunity to talk to the boss, get the $20, and then you can give it to me tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be tough having that conversation with my wife. Honey, I love you. You look great today. What do you need? I owe Rico another $20. All right, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. We got one more segment of radio. We got 19 minutes left in the trade deadline. Jack Flaherty is still a Detroit Tiger. Oy vey, as my people say.
You still got time, Rieger. You still got time.
I hope. 97 won the ticket. 14 minutes. 14 minutes! I might owe Rico $20. Tarek Skubal is still a Tiger. Jack Flaherty is still a Tiger. However, the Orioles made another move. They went out and got Eloy Jimenez from the White Sox, Rico. So everybody's having some fun except for the Tigers. I'm told, by the way, this is actual rumor that I'm trying to figure out if it's true, that Scott Harris is helping Andrew Chafin move too. So it's Paws, it's Riley Green, it's Scott Harris. And they got two men in a truck, and they're helping them move to Texas. They feel awful for them.
Well, Rieger,
that's what Scott Harris is doing. He's helping move with these guys move.
Well, maybe he could do that, shower, and then meet up with you guys in a little over an hour. Because right now, the clock is ticking.
All right, Scott Harris speaks at 7. Mark Ryan comes on at 6. He'll have Scott Harris react.
Okay. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
27 minutes. Now 26 minutes. Deadline's at 6 o'clock. Jack Flaherty still part of the Tigers. Nobody knows what the plan is. How you feeling? 248-539-9797. I still choose to believe that Scott is waiting and waiting and waiting. And at 6:01, we find out, because we're off the air, and God forbid we're allowed to react, that they traded Jack Flaherty. Rico, I got a quick tweet for you I want to read. We'll get to some calls. But a listener sent this to us. I'm going to read this. This is from Jason Stark from ESPN. He says the following. Let's update. The Marlins were playing postseason games 9 months ago. They're now doing what most sell, more selling than the White Sox. In the last 5 days, they've traded Jazz Chisholm, Brian De La Cruz, Tanner Scott, Trevor Rogers, AJ Puck, Josh Bell, Brian Hoeing, JT Chargos, and they're still open for business. Okay, so that's a team with the direction. Playoffs last year, this year, we're selling. We are going to make our rebuild as short as possible. Let's stock up on prospects. That's what you do. That's what you freaking do. So what's the direction of the Tigers? What the hell's going on? And why didn't the Tigers sell as many pieces as the Marlins sold? Now, I get it, man. We don't really have a Jazz Chisholm to sell. But still, what the hell's going on, Rico? Make it make sense.
Rigor, I can't. That's why it's going to – Scott Harris can. He's going to be talking to you and the rest of the media at 7 o'clock. He's the only one that this makes sense to. He's the only one that knows what the plan is. He is the only one that knows what this Tigers future is going to hold, because, you know, maybe the Tigers fans have just grown impatient because we want to move. I don't think this is just a move to make a move. I look at this as a move to make this team better in the next couple of seasons. That's how I see this. So, yeah, you know, as we're ticking down and we're, 23 minutes away, still nothing. Only Scott Harris can answer this question.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. I just on social media pressed latest for Jack Flaherty. The latest I saw on Jack Flaherty. I think Jack Flaherty to the Mets breaks just after 6. No other reason they are this quiet. They are waiting for the Tigers to fold. So there is a belief around baseball that Scott Harris asking price is maybe way too high in a crazy, insane seller's market. And he is waiting for the best offer. I choose to believe that, too. It makes me feel better. Let's go to Kevin on a sell. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, guys. I've just becoming more frustrated with Scott Harris. I mean, I don't care, even if he does have a specific trade that he has right now. You don't wait this long. This is exactly what happened last year.
You're right. And they got fooled.
And got boned. And you're doing the same thing again. And I don't care. Even if you want to re-sign Jack Flaherty, you can still trade him and sign him next year. He's a free agent. He turned his career around in Detroit. I think he would want to come back. It would make sense. So trade him, get a bunch of prospects for him, and then sign him in the offseason. I don't see why that's not a possibility.
Well, Kevin, that's the best possibility. You get the best of both worlds. You get to take advantage of this insane seller's market, and maybe you're able to have a reunion with them in the offseason.
It makes zero sense not to trade him. Absolutely zero. And I don't care I just don't care about any other excuses. You have to trade Jack Flaherty. There is no reason not to trade him. You have the highest.
I agree.
Available.
Oh, well, God, Kevin, so here's the other thing. Let's say that Scott Harris's plan is: I want Flaherty, I want Skubal, I want Olsen. I get a little taste of Job next year. Let's say that's his plan. Okay. Flaherty is a guy that's been banged up, had the injections for his back, is good every other year. Let's say they want to extend him. Cool. Like you mentioned, you can extend him in the offseason. Let's say that Jack Flaherty goes elsewhere, you trade him, he falls in love with, let's just say, the Mets. He loves the New York nightlife, right? So you can't extend him. Then you go get somebody else because this team has been unbelievable in bringing in pitches. Kevin, it's not like Jack Flaherty is the linchpin to you getting good next year or not. It's not like, you know, we don't have Jack Flaherty, so you can't expect us to compete next year. It's Jack effing Flaherty. It's no big deal.
Jack, this is your job. You have to take risks. You have to try. If you don't try, then what the hell are we doing? Like, he's done nothing for 2 years now.
Kev, and Rico, and I appreciate the call, man. Like, my dream scenario when I woke up this morning, because I know you asked, the dreams I was having overnight, don't look at me like that way, David. But my dream scenario was, hey, trade Jack to New York, the Yankees, who are a half game behind the Orioles, and then call up the Orioles and said, hey, you see what I just did? I just made your rival stronger, bastards. Now, do you want to fight back? Because it just so happens I got a guy that's going to win the effing Cy Young. Like, that's what a good GM does.
It does.
Pobo.
Yeah, you learn how to play everybody off of everybody. And no, it's not just something that you see in movies. It's why there are certain guys who could just get the deal done. And you're like, well, how does this team always just keep getting better and better? The rich always get richer because they know how to go out there. They know how to play team off of other team and get the maximum for their players. We're not seeing this right now, and it's frustrating. Want them to hold pat and just say, you know what, keep everybody, keep the band together, and hope we get another hot streak in September.
Even though you're keeping the band together, like if that's the plan, it's not like Jack Flaherty is the linchpin of that situation. There's other pitchers out there. Have you looked at the free agent pitching market in the offseason? It's pretty nice. There's good pitchers out there. And in two straight years, you give Scott Harris credit. He did a really nice job with Lorenzen. And he did a really nice job with Skubal. So why couldn't you go do it again? And I'm sorry, not Skubal, but Flaherty. So 248-539-9797. David, you've been following social media. Kenny, is there anything? Is there at least a sniff?
No, there's nothing. there is a beat writer for the Marlins that says more trades are coming.
Oh.
This is wild.
The Marlins are trading more.
Well, I think
the
Marlins are making more moves, not the Tigers. Yes.
Rico, what are you going to do with that $20? Can I Venmo you? Do you Cash App? What do you do? PayPal?
I'll just wait till I'll get it from you tomorrow. I'll give you an opportunity to talk to the boss, get the $20, and then you can give it to me tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be tough having that conversation with my wife. Honey, I love you. You look great today. What do you need? I owe Rico another $20. All right, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. We got one more segment of radio. We got 19 minutes left in the trade deadline. Jack Flaherty is still a Detroit Tiger. Oy vey, as my people say.
You still got time, Rieger. You still got time.
I hope. 97 won the ticket. 14 minutes! I might owe Rico $20. Tarek Skubal is still a Tiger. Jack Flaherty is still a Tiger. However, the Orioles made another move. They went out and got Eloy Jimenez from the White Sox, Rico. So everybody's having some fun except for the Tigers. I'm told, by the way, this is actual rumor that I'm trying to figure out if it's true, that Scott Harris is helping Andrew Chafin move too. So it's Paws, it's Riley Green, it's Scott Harris. And they got two men in a truck, and they're helping to move to Texas. They feel awful for them.
Well, Rieger,
that's what Scott Harris is doing. He's helping move with these guys move.
And well, maybe he could do that, shower, and then meet up with you guys in a little over an hour. Because right now, the clock is ticking.
All right, Scott Harris speaks at 7. Mark Ryan comes on at 6. He'll have Scott Harris' reaction.
Okay. Rieger.
Yes.
Rieger.
Yes.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yes.
Do you just want a $10 buyout right now? You just owe me $10.
No.
You got 60 seconds.
No, I'm going to play this out. No.
Okay.
Going to play it out. I still refuse to believe that he's not going to trade Jack Flaherty, the best pitching trade chip out there. 2 years in a row, I refuse to believe it. Maybe I'm the dumbass. Somebody says, stop being so dramatic, Jeff. Well, what fun is that? It's all about drama. All right, let's take one call. They get Mark Ryan. You go with that?
Let's go.
Mike and Troy, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, fellas? Hey, Rico, forget about the $20. I'll bet him a grand that Flaherty stays there. And think about this, Jeff. You cover the Red Wings, you cover the Tigers. The Red Wings have done squats. Think about it. Mr. Hero, Steve Eisenman, has done nothing. Now, what's Scott Harris done? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen, and the payroll's going to get less. They're going to sign bargain basement free agents. And guess what? This is the way the Ilitch factor is.
Since okay, but Mike, how do you sell it then? What sense does it make? How do you sell it? What sense does it make unless you're going to say we've extended Flaherty? And if he says that, then we're all good with it, right? Because Flaherty was good for the Tigers this year. Other than that, how do you sell it? That you're going to get a comp pick?
Flaherty,
no comp pick.
Great,
real quick,
yeah,
Mike.
He's not going to come back, and you got to get rid of him. And he's not going to do it just like as Rotto last year. He screwed up. Rico, this guy's got to go, Scott Harris. 100%.
Yeah, that's what it's feeling like. Thanks, because, like I said, I thought I was being fair. And I said, I got to wait to see what he does the trade deadline. I said it at the beginning of the season. We're 11 minutes away. And only guys like Mark Ryan are going to be happy.
Well, other than maybe we'll all be happy. Because keeping Scooble, keeping Flaherty, that's a statement that they got to win next year. That's it. Even Mark Ryan, the biggest Scott Harris honk, who is on the Harris payroll, it seems like, even you can admit that, right? That they have to extend Flaherty.
What I would say, I didn't know what side I would be on until I've seen what's developed. And as I've shared with you guys, if he wants to be 100% right, he'll keep both. If he wants to be 50% right, he'll keep one. If he wants to be 100% wrong, he'll trade both.
It's
so which do you want?
Keeping,
you want Flaherty?
But
you
it's
want
not Flaherty? Just Scooble staying. I think we know this.
Okay.
But it's not just about keeping. You have to extend, correct? If he doesn't extend Jack
ultimately,
Flaherty.
Okay, ultimately.
Good.
But
right,
today, at this moment,
you should have already extended him.
You don't know if he's going to extend, and keeping Flaherty is still the right decision. Why? You've got a 52% retention rate on your own free agents in Major League Baseball.
No. You can't do this, though.
Yes, you do.
You can't do this because what you are leaving out, and we know your stats.
You had 4 hours to go through your points.
We were on
after
Tigers.
Can I go through mine?
No, very quickly, though, what you're leaving out is the fact that this market is insane.
I understand. But it's insane in the sense that the Astros gave up 3 prospects of their top 20, one of whom will be successful. Why? Because there's a 69.2% bust rate on blue chip prospects. If I get 3, which the Blue Jays did, one is going to be good.
So you want to build a team never using prospects.
Congratulations.
How does that make sense?
You got one good player 3 years from now. I'd rather take my chances with Flaherty.
But
number 3.
If he doesn't resign?
You've got to. If he doesn't resign, I like my chances. I like my chances.
Chances
and
with
if
what?
He,
Mark?
Chances for
and
what?
If he doesn't.
Mark, hold on. Chances
wait. For
Mark,
what?
Yeah. Mark. Because last time I checked, still our show.
Sure.
Your show starts at 6. So chances for what?
Chances to retain him.
Yeah,
I like the chances to retain him.
Don't you agree? I'm asking you. Don't you agree that Scott Harris would be a knucklehead if, and I can think of much worse words, but a knucklehead if he traded or did not trade Scooble? Whoa.
There it is.
Hold on.
There it
is. Is he gone? I told you, Rico. Pay up.
No trade, but Jackson Holliday has been scratched from the Norfolk Tides. Line up.
Oh, baby. Oh, is it happening? Is it happening?
Listen, my God. This is why we love what we do. Because
100%.
We're here. We're here no matter what to take it in.
By the way, David felt bad for you. He got you out of a bind because you could not take on me and Rico. You were making those sounds
there. Oh, listen, I appreciate David. This is a blast, guys. The differing of opinions makes sports radio great. All right? Makes it great. You've done a lot of good work for Flaherty. You've lowered his ERA from 4.9 to 3.1. All of the selling points they did to get him here have come to fruition. So did you only sign him to eventually flip him for prospects when 69.2% bust?
Originally you did, yes, because Scott Harris didn't think this team was going to be very good. But now that you have him, you cannot not trade it. Oh, hold on. Oh, I got more. We got, I love this.
Here it is.
Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So Jackson Holliday was not technically scratched. That was the lineup from the suspended game that they're continuing. He's not in that one.
Can I get an amen?
I'm done.
Can I get
this.
An amen?
I literally am done with this. I am
Rieger?
Done. What?
Rieger, $15 buyout right now.
Oh, it's
you
gone up.
You should take it.
No.
You should absolutely take this.
Listen,
you have been digging your holes into this stubborn sand for 4 weeks.
Okay, but can you at least admit it is so irresponsible?
Oh my
Hold
God.
On a sec. Just let me talk. If you don't know if you've extended him, if he's not extended right now, if you don't know he's coming back next year and you did not trade him in an insane seller's market, that's a stupid ass move, right?
I get a first round draft pick as compensation at the end of the first round.
First round draft pick doesn't.
Okay.
Compared to what you could get right now,
one player. If you get three have prospects, looked, one's going to be good.
Have you looked at some of these returns
yes,
markets?
I have.
Anybody call you? I can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, I have.
I can't
yes,
do it.
I have. Jeff, look. I want Flaherty to be a key cog in my rotation next year. So I'm going to make a bed
you.
That he wants to play in.
Yeah,
okay?
But you extend him or you trade him. You don't hope that you extend him after not trading him.
If you That's can't trade him,
sense.
If you can't trade him beforehand, you do what you can. But
I'm
the
hoping...
best news of the day, the best news of the day is that Scooble thus far has gone nowhere. That's the best news. Flaherty, maybe he gets moved last minute. Maybe he doesn't. How ironic is it that the cards for the entire American League pitcher, Rico, the picture, rest in Scott Harris's hands? Flaherty could flip this whole thing, Rico, to the Orioles, to the Yankees. Scott Harris holds the cards to win the American League. What say you?
Yep, and somehow I got a feeling he's going to end up fumbling the ball. And you know what we'll be, Mark? See, you're new here. Next year at this time, we'll be having the same discussions, and we'll say he's now gone 0-for-3 trade deadlines and not getting rid of some valuable assets where he could have made
man.
Something. Because you know what? We were all – I was like you. He could sign E-Rod. You know, they can bring him back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't work out that way, and here we are again. You would think you would learn from your mistakes. He did not.
Okay, well, right. I need a year to learn from these mistakes. Okay, give me a year. In the meantime, I'd like to keep Flaherty, and I'd like to keep Scoop.
Let's go to David Hatchetman Hall. We got one more. Here we go. Come on.
Ken Rosenthal, Garrett Crochet will not be traded.
Oh, well, that makes
this
sense.
Is six
so
more
cruel.
Minutes, make
this
a
is
deal.
So cruel what
that,
he's
that
doing to you.
That makes sense, though.
This is so
considering,
cruel.
Considering, I mean, my God, go get Flaherty. Give Scott what the hell he wants. That makes perfect sense because Crochet has an innings limit and his agent says he's not going to pitch in October. So Chicago sucks and they can't get rid of people except for Eloy Jimenez. All right. You ready to go, Rico?
I'm ready to go, Jeff. Are you ready to go down there and hear what he has to say?
Yeah, so we got Harris.
I'm ready to see
seven.
Jeff open his wallet for you, Rico.
Yeah.
I thought I was being a nice guy. I offered him a buyout.
You did.
He did not want the buyout.
Well, I still got 5 minutes.
All right, guys.
Technically,
coming up over the next couple hours, guys, if you want the very latest on the MLB trade deadline, you're in the right place. My strong opinion on the best dance for Detroit. I'll tell you where the Tigers' payroll needs to be to win a World Series, why winning the wild card is incredibly suitable for teams wanting to win it all, and what does history tell us about the World Series and selling at the deadline?
Hold on, you shut up, Mark Ryan.
There it is.
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Don't do this to me again. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm watching the game.
Breaking news, Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers.
Yes!
But Scooble stays.
Yes!
Scooble stays.
Yes! Oh, thank Christ.
You didn't take the buyout.
Yes! Yay! Rico, you owe me money. Oh, wow.
No, we're just even. That's all.
Oh.
And there's not a no trade, so he can't say no.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. Props to Scott Harris.
Well, hold on.
For
did
how
we get
he
that Russian catcher, as you made fun of me, Dalton Rushing?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. All right. Mark Ryan will have it all. Mark Ryan's heartbroken. His spirit dropped 100%.
And
guys,
you know what? 9 months from now, there'll be a new addition to the Rieger family.
Oh, that's right. Allison, after the Scott Harris press there, I'm coming on home. 14 minutes. 14 minutes. I might owe Rico $20. Tarek Skubal is still a Tiger. Jack Flaherty is still a Tiger. However, the Orioles made another move. They went out and got Eloy Jimenez from the White Sox, Rico. So everybody's having some fun except for the Tigers. I'm told, by the way, this is actual rumor that I'm trying to figure out if it's true, that Scott Harris is helping Andrew Chafin move too. So it's Paws, it's Riley Green, it's Scott Harris, and they got two men in a truck, and they're helping him move to Texas. They feel awful for him.
Well, Rieger,
that's what Scott Harris is doing. He's helping move with these guys move.
And well, maybe he could do that, shower, and then meet up with you guys in a little over an hour. Because right now, the clock is ticking.
All right, Scott Harris speaks at 7. Mark Ryan comes on at 6. He'll have Scott Harris' reaction.
Okay. Rieger.
Yes.
Rieger.
Yes.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yes.
Do you just want a $10 buyout right now? You just owe me $10.
No.
You got 60 seconds.
No, I'm going to play this out. No.
Okay.
Going to play it out. I still refuse to believe that he's not going to trade Jack Flaherty, the best pitching trade chip out there. 2 years in a row, I refuse to believe it. Maybe I'm the dumbass. Somebody says, stop being so dramatic, Jeff. Well, what fun is that? It's all about drama. All right, let's take one call. They get Mark Ryan. You good with that?
Let's go.
Mike and Troy, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, fellas? Hey, Rico, forget about the $20. I'll bet him a grand that Flaherty stays there. And think about this, Jeff. You cover the Red Wings, you cover the Tigers. The Red Wings have done squats. Think about it. Mr. Hero, Steve Eisenman, has done nothing. Now, what's Scott Harris done? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen, and the payroll's going to get less. They're going to sign bargain basement free agents. And guess what? This is the way the Ilitch factor is.
Since okay, but Mike, how do you sell it then? What sense does it make? How do you sell it? What sense does it make unless you're going to say we've extended Flaherty? And if he says that, then we're all good with it, right? Because Flaherty was good for the Tigers this year. Other than that, how do you sell it? That you're going to get a comp pick?
Flaherty,
no comp pick.
Great,
real quick,
yeah,
Mike.
He's not going to come back, and you got to get rid of him. And he's not going to do it just like as Rotto last year. He screwed up. Rico, this guy's got to go, Scott Harris. 100%.
Yeah, that's what it's feeling like because, I thought I was being fair. And I said, I got to wait to see what he does the trade deadline. I said it at the beginning of the season. We're 11 minutes away. And only guys like Mark Ryan are going to be happy.
Well, other than maybe we'll all be happy. Because keeping Skubal, keeping Flaherty, that's a statement that they got to win next year. That's it. Even Mark Ryan, the biggest Scott Harris honk, who is on the Harris payroll, it seems like, even you can admit that, right? That they have to extend Flaherty.
What I would say, I didn't know what side I would be on until I've seen what's developed. And as I've shared with you guys, if he wants to be 100% right, he'll keep both. If he wants to be 50% right, he'll keep one. If he wants to be 100% wrong, he'll trade both.
It's
so which do you want? You want Flaherty?
Skubal's staying. I think we know this.
Okay.
But it's not just about keeping. You have to extend, correct? If he doesn't extend Jack
ultimately,
Flaherty.
Okay, ultimately.
Good.
But
right,
today, at this moment.
You should have already extended him.
You don't know if he's going to extend, and keeping Flaherty is still the right decision. Why? You've got a 52% retention rate on your own free agents in Major League Baseball.
No. You can't do this, though.
Yes, you do.
You can't do this because what you are leaving out, and we know your stats.
You had 4 hours to go through your points.
Actually, two. We were on after Tigers.
Can I go through mine?
No, very quickly, though, what you're leaving out is the fact that this market is insane.
I understand. But it's insane in the sense that the Astros gave up 3 prospects of their top 20, one of whom will be successful. Why? Because there's a 69.2% bust rate on blue chip prospects. If I get 3, which the Blue Jays did, one is going to be good.
So you want to build a team never using prospects.
Congratulations.
How does that make sense?
You got one good player 3 years from now. I'd rather take my chances with Flaherty.
But
number 3.
If he doesn't resign?
You've got to. If he doesn't resign, I like my chances. I like my chances.
Chances
and
with
if
what,
he,
Mark?
For
and
what?
If he doesn't.
Mark, hold on.
Chances
wait.
For
Mark,
what?
Yeah. Mark. Because last time I checked, still our show.
Sure.
Your show starts at 6. So chances for what?
Chances to retain him.
Yeah,
I like the chances to retain
him. Don't you agree? I'm asking you. Don't you agree that Scott Harris would be a knucklehead if, and I can think of much worse words, but a knucklehead if he traded or did not trade Skubal? Whoa.
There it is.
Hold on.
There it
is. Is he gone? I told you, Rico, pay up.
No trade, but Jackson Holliday has been scratched from the Norfolk Tides lineup.
Oh, baby. Oh, is it happening? Is it happening?
Listen, my God. This is why we love what we do, because 100%. We're here. We're here no matter what to take it in.
By the way, David felt bad for you. He got you out of a bind because you could not take on me and Rico. You were making those sounds there.
Oh, listen, I appreciate David. This is a blast, guys. The differing of opinions makes sports radio great. All right? Makes it great. You've done a lot of good work for Flaherty. You've lowered his ERA from 4.9 to 3.1. All of the selling points they did to get him here have come to fruition. So did you only sign him to eventually flip him for prospects when 69.2% bust?
Originally you did, yes, because Scott Harris didn't think this team was going to be very good. But now that you have him, you cannot not trade it. Oh, hold on. Oh, I got more. We got, I love this.
Here it is.
Here we go. Come on, we got.
So Jackson Holliday was not technically scratched. That was the lineup from the suspended game that they're continuing. He's not in that one.
Can I get an amen?
I'm done.
Can I get
this.
An amen?
I literally am done with this. I am
Rieger?
Done. What?
Rieger, $15 buyout right now.
Oh, it's
you
gone up.
You should take it.
No.
You should absolutely take this.
Listen,
you have been digging your holes into this stubborn sand for 4 weeks.
Okay, but can you at least admit it is so irresponsible?
Oh my God.
Hold on a sec. Just let me talk. If you don't know if you've extended him, if he's not extended right now, if you don't know he's coming back next year and you did not trade him in an insane seller's market, that's a stupid ass move, right?
I get a first round draft pick as compensation at the end of
the first round draft pick doesn't.
Okay.
Compared to what you could get right now.
One player. If you get three prospects, one's going to be good.
Have you looked at some of these returns markets? Anybody call you? I can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, I have. I can't do it. Jeff, look. I want Flaherty to be a key cog in my rotation next year. So I'm going to make a bed that he wants to play in.
Yeah,
okay?
But you extend him or you trade him. You don't hope that you extend him after not trading him.
If you can't trade him beforehand, you do what you can. But the best news of the day is that Scooble thus far has gone nowhere. That's the best news. Flaherty, maybe he gets moved last minute. Maybe he doesn't. How ironic is it that the cards for the entire American League pitcher, Rico, the picture, rest in Scott Harris's hands? Flaherty could flip this whole thing, Rico, to the Orioles, to the Yankees. Scott Harris holds the cards to win the American League. What say you?
Yep, and somehow I got a feeling he's going to end up fumbling the ball. And you know what we'll be, Mark? See, you're new here. Next year at this time, we'll be having the same discussions, and we'll say he's now gone 0-for-3 trade deadlines and not getting rid of some valuable assets where he could have made something. Because you know what? I was like you. He could sign E-Rod. You know, they can bring him back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't work out that way, and here we are again. You would think you would learn from your mistakes. He did not.
Okay, well, right. I need a year to learn from these mistakes. Okay, give me a year. In the meantime, I'd like to keep Flaherty, and I'd like to keep Scoop.
Let's go to David Hatchetman Hall. We got one more. Here we go. Come on.
Ken Rosenthal, Garrett Crochet will not be traded.
Oh, well, that makes
this
sense.
Is so
six
cruel. More minutes, make
this
a deal.
This is so cruel what he's
that
doing to you.
That makes sense, though.
This is so cruel.
Considering, I mean, my God, go get Flaherty. Give Scott what the hell he wants. That makes perfect sense because Crochet has an innings limit and his agent says he's not going to pitch in October. So Chicago sucks and they can't get rid of people except for Eloy Jimenez. All right. You ready to go, Rico?
I'm ready to go, Jeff. Are you ready to go down there and hear what he has to say?
Yeah, so we got Harris.
I'm ready to see Jeff open his wallet for you, Rico.
Yeah.
I thought I was being a nice guy. I offered him a buyout.
You did.
He did not want the buyout.
Well, I still got 5 minutes.
All right, guys. Coming up over the next couple hours, guys, if you want the very latest on the MLB trade deadline, you're in the right place. My strong opinion on the best dance for Detroit, I'll tell you where the Tigers' payroll needs to be to win a World Series, why winning the wild card is incredibly suitable for teams wanting to win it all, and what does history tell us about the World Series and selling at the deadline?
Hold on, you shut up, Mark Ryan.
There it is.
What do we got? Don't do this to me again. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm watching the game.
Breaking news, Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers.
Yes!
But Scooble stays.
Yes!
Scooble stays.
Yes! Oh, thank Christ.
You didn't take the buyout.
Yes! Yay! Rico, you owe me money. Oh, wow.
No, we're just even. That's all.
Oh.
And there's not a no trade, so he can't say no.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. Props to Scott Harris.
Well, hold on. Did we get that Russian catcher as you made fun of me, Dalton Rushing?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. All right. Mark Ryan will have it all. Mark Ryan's heartbroken. His spirits just dropped 100%.
And guys, you know what? 9 months from now, there'll be a new addition to the Rieger family.
Oh, that's right. Allison, after the Scott Harris press there, I'm coming on home.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!